The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, January the 24th. We're in the middle of winter, and we're going to talk about how we can save money, not just on our heating bills, but on our cooling bills come this summer. We've got an expert with us, Dave Mars, Columbia Water and Light, City of Columbia. Good to have you here, Dave.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good. And you brought along some new toys, and that's what they are, basically.
They're new toys
on the market.
These toys will cost you some money if they're not operated correctly, though.
Okay. They're thermostats that sense when you are in the house, when you're not in the house, and they remember your schedule?
Your patterns, yeah. First off, let's go backwards with the thermostat you might have already.
Okay.
A lot of times the thermometers are off, and I've been in homes recently where they say it's 65 degrees and it's actually 73 degrees. So you need to get a thermometer to check your old thermostat's thermometer on.
Now, are you talking about if you have a digital thermometer?
That's the next generation. Those are much more accurate. These are like the older ones that have a little spring thermometer
in them,
right.
Those can be off.
Yeah, they can psych you to thinking that you're saving energy and you're really not. So be careful about that. Get another thermometer. Or, you know, these digital ones that are out now.
Okay, wait. Let's go back to the old ones.
Again. Okay.
Now, if you have a house or a furnace that was put in, 20 years ago, you probably would have the thermostat that has a spring in it.
Spring in it, mercury vial, and little lever up and down.
Mm-hmm. So those mercury vial spring ones can be off.
They can get dusty. They can get off a little bit in terms of where you set the temperature. The thermometer on the thermostat itself, though, the thermometer can be off. And people will psych themselves into thinking, I only got it 65 degrees in here, but yet I go with my thermometer and it's 73 degrees in there. And they're thinking, hey, 65 feels pretty good, but it's actually much higher. And you'll save 3% per degree you can lower that thermostat. So that's where the savings comes in. That thermostat controls a lot of your heating and cooling cost.
Right. Now, if you have a digital thermostat, can you be pretty sure that that temperature is correct?
My experience has shown they're a little bit more accurate overall than the old mercury vial type. And by the way, we're talking about maybe replacing your thermostat with these new ones here. Mm-hmm. If you have one of those old ones with the mercury vial, it's a pretty big chunk of mercury in there, so you want to be very careful with it. Call City of Columbia, ask them about the hazardous waste, you know, disposal.
Right, you don't want to just throw it away.
No. It's worse than...
All right, let's talk about some of these new thermostats.
Now, this is a model you find, most of your big box stores has these digital thermostats.
If you want to see what we're talking about and you want to watch this segment, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and you'll see. Now, he's got a little thermostat in a box. It's digital. Mm-hmm. It's easy enough to install yourself.
Can be, yeah. You have to have help. Maybe a handyman would help a little bit. But generally speaking, the instructions are pretty straightforward.
Okay.
And they're kind of meant for the do-it-yourself.
Now, is this a programmable one?
This is not programmable. This one has a battery in it, so you have to make sure the battery is kept fresh. But it's a $30 thermostat, and it gets a little more accuracy than the old ones you might have right now.
All right.
Now, of course, for many years, there's been programmable thermostats. You've seen them, I'm sure, where you can set it day by day. And this particular one has a 5 and a 2-day setting. So five weekdays, two weekend days. There are many configurations, 5, 1, and 1. The thing about these kind of thermostats, though, is you have to have a schedule. And you can set them to fit your schedule. So you have to kind of have a regular schedule.
Right. So if you've got a regular schedule, you can set it to turn the temperature up when you get up, say, at 5 o'clock in the morning, or have it go up a little bit at 4:30 in the morning.
Correct.
Then you go to work. You set it for it to go down, and then right before you come home, you can have it set so that it'll bring the heat up
a little bit, and then at night go down again to when you're sleeping and stuff.
Are you really saving that much money if you turn the heat down and all the walls and all the furniture get cold, and then you turn it up again, and it has to start heating not only the air, but it has to heat the furniture and the walls and everything that's in the house.
Yeah, it's debatable. It really depends on how weather-worthy your house is, too. You know, we're assuming that you've got a fairly well-insulated, weather-tight home, and that's not going to have as much effect as what you've just talked about. But if your home is going to lose heat anyway because of poor insulation or leaky doors and windows, that's a problem. the pickup is a problem. So make sure that you've got an energy-efficient home before you start dealing with the programmable thermostat.
Okay.
A lot of folks just don't care. I mean, their metabolisms are such that it comes a little cooler, like 60 degrees, no big deal. They put a sweater on and they're fine.
Okay.
But kind of from this level, though, the industry has come up with another kind of programmable thermostat. And nice looking, you know. And this one is remote control. So you can set your program, set your schedules, but then from work, this cooks into your, you have to have Wi-Fi or internet access.
Yeah.
This plugs into that. So from your office or from
Oh, my goodness.
You can go ahead and lower the temperature. Say you had the sun came out, you're worried about the place overheating, something like that, you can turn the thermostat down, remote control with this.
Over the internet.
Now, also, there are some security.
Like there's no end to how we've
got.
We've only got 2 minutes left.
Okay. So in some of the home protect security systems, they'll also provide that function. Whereas they're protecting your home, but they have a satellite connection to their office, they also allow you to set your thermostat.
Okay, so with this internet thermostat, you have to have Wi-Fi. It's going to pick up the Wi-Fi. You can access it from the computer at work or wherever you are, from your smartphone.
iPad.
And you can tell it to turn it down or turn it up. And how do you verify that it actually did that?
Well, I have to have somebody at home, I guess, to do that.
Okay.
This is the next generation beyond that now. And by the way, these are about $100.
Okay.
The programmable ones are about $50. So
okay.
You get an idea of what the range is. This is about
$250,
yeah.
Okay. And this is the one that remembers your movements.
Your movements.
Now, that's
right.
Kind of scary.
Yeah. It's a very intriguing device in that it has kind of a heat sensing lens in it so that it actually finds what your schedules are when you're leaving. It learns that. Then it automatically goes into that mode. Then if you change that, it'll change itself. So it's totally, you don't have to do anything.
You don't do anything to it. It knows when you're there and when you leave.
Right. And it has a Wi-Fi connection also. So you got smartphone or iPod capabilities away from the home. It also sends you an email report of your energy usage for that month. It's very compatible with heat pumps. A lot of the heat pumps you have, they'll go to auxiliary quicker than you want. Well, this will sense the temperature of the house and tell the heat pump to either commence or not commence operation.
Goodness.
So this is the Nest, N-E-S-T. You can go online and catch a lot of information on it that way.
That's like having a person just standing there monitoring it.
Oh, it's pretty spiffy. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You can find all of these online.
Online.
Or if you want more information on this, you can call Dave Mars at the City of Columbia, or you can email him. What's your email address?
dwm@gocolumbiamo.com.
Okay. Dave Mars, this is interesting stuff that you got here.
Sure is.
Kind of scary, too.
And you'll save money with the uses. They're showing 20% savings.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave Martin. See you here in springtime. Tomorrow, League of Women Voters and Daniel Boone Regional Library. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hayden. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to watch this or hear it again, go to kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends. Then sign up for a free podcast or a broadcast. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.